Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, Life is a Game and You Can Win. Life is a game and you can always win at it because it's your game. And you make the rules in your game, not everyone else. You don't have to follow anybody else's rules. And money is a game and you can always win at the money game because the money game is your game too, and you can make the rules in your money game, not everyone else. And relationship is a game, and you can always win at the relationship game because it's your game and you make the rules, not everyone else. No matter what you want, if you make it a game, make it fun, and make it a game that you always win, then you're always going to be winning and you're always going to be having fun. And the way you always win at all of the games of life is you gotta have fun playing all the games of life, regardless of conditions and regardless if it appears that you're winning or not based on other people's rules and based on comparing yourself to other people that are seemingly winning already. And the number one rule of your game of life must be, drum roll, please, be happy, feel good, and feel better. That must be your top priority on planet Earth. Be happy, feel good, and feel better. It is not make sure everyone else is happy, and then maybe I can be happy now. That's everyone else's rule for how you should act. That's everyone else's rule to make them happy, not you. That's their rule, not yours. That's a recipe of resentment and regret, not happiness and fulfillment. The number one rule of your game of life must be, another drum roll please, to be divinely selfish. Boom! Yeah, you heard it right, to be divinely selfish. Selfish, selfish, that means taking care of number one. That means aligning your vibration to yourself. That means aligning your vibration to what you really want. That means paying attention to your feelings and your vibration, not everyone else's. So that means taking care of number one, not in a tyrannical, stomp on everyone else to get what you want sort of way. That's not prosperity. That's lack consciousness. That's not powerful. That's powerless. So it's not stomp on everybody else to get what you want, but get what you want, be selfish in a joyful, and a pay attention to how you are feeling, to how I am feeling, and be happy sort of way. In other words, again, your number one focus is feel good and feel better. What's going to make me feel good and what's going to make me feel better? And if you're happy, then other people who are also in vibrational alignment with joy, with fun, will also be happy and will appreciate your joy. And they will even appreciate your divine selfishness because you can be happy together, selfishly happy, in an amazing synchrony of joy and fun. But those ornery, cantankerous, skeptical, poverty, and victim-oriented people who don't know how to feel good and don't know how to rely, and who don't know how to rely on their own selves and their own feeling and their own self-guidance, and who instead rely upon other people to act in certain ways to make them feel good, well, they won't like you very much because you're not acting in ways that are going to make them feel good. You're not making them the priority in your life. They'll accuse you of being selfish. They'll try to insult you by calling you selfish as if that is a bad thing. But you will take it as a compliment and you will say, thank you. Yes, I am selfish. I do take care of how I feel and how I think as a priority in my life. And they'll accuse you of being greedy because you want a ton of fun things, like a ton of fun money and a ton of fun cars and a ton of fun freedom, because you can, and it's fun. And you understand that this is a universe of never-ending abundance and infinite prosperity, not scarcity. And it's no fun being a miser. So the number one rule of your game of life is have fun, feel good, be happy, feel better. Your number two rule in life is I always win. So it's sort of like an affirmation. I always win at every game I play because of rule number one, which is be happy, feel good, and feel better. So no matter what I am doing, I'm feeling good and I'm happy no matter what. No matter what anybody else is doing, no matter what anybody else is thinking, no matter what anybody thinks about me or wants me to do or is demanding I do, most people look at the supposed rules of life and try to beat those rules. They try to play by everyone else's rules, especially the top dogs that are allegedly in charge, and then see if they can break those rules by cheating or making sneaky deals or hiding their money or whatever. Or they bitch, moan, and complain about the rules and live lives of quiet, desperate complaining and then, you know, just judge people that have success and who have money that they enviously want. But no one will ever, ever, ever be happy playing by other people's rules. Even if those rules are wrapped up in supposed good intentions designed to allegedly help you or us, protect us or help us prosper, it does not matter. No one is ever happy and inspired and fulfilled and passionate and excited following other people's guidance and recommendations and rules and regulations and designed to mandate certain behavior rules and regulations so that we can be happy, so that they can be happy. Their credo is you're not allowed to be selfish. You're instead supposed to act in certain ways so that they can selfishly feel happy and safe and secure. In other words, if I put it in a more personal perspective, it's your job to be unselfish so that I can selfishly be happy. You're supposed to do whatever I want you to do so that I can be happy, selfishly happy. You're not allowed to be selfish, just me. That's the basic credo of humanity. They just don't know it. They're just not conscious of it. So, the rules that people set on planet Earth in relationship and business and money and governments, etc., are like the rules set by the casinos. And when you play by other people's rules, just like gambling, well, the house is going to win 99% of the time. And they only let you win occasionally so that you'll keep playing the game. And if you try to play the game outside of the parameters that they approve of, well, they're going to bring you into their office and they're going to eject you from the gambling casino, aren't they? And that's how most people play the game of life. They all act like they're, gang member owners of the casino, and you're only allowed to win if it suits them. So that is why it is so important to make the number one rule in your game of life to be happy and feel good. That way it doesn't matter what anybody else does or is doing or what they're thinking or what game they're playing or what rules of the games they're playing or how many times they change the rules of the game. It doesn't matter because you are always winning because you're always happy because you're making the rules in your game. And you get happy and you stay happy and by making the conditions of life immaterial to your happiness. So you got to become an unconditional liver where the conditions of life do not matter. They do not choose and decide how you're going to feel. You give up being a reactor and focus on being an actor, a conscious, deliberate, proactive, you become a conscious, deliberate, proactive creator. You focus on being an actor, not a reactor. You realize that what other people are doing doesn't matter because no one but you creates your reality. So it doesn't matter what game anybody else is playing because no one else creates your reality. And you can't create anyone else's reality for them. And either people want to play a similar game of self-empowerment like you, or they want to play the game of victimhood. And it is a futile waste of your time and effort to try to convince the victims that they actually create their own victimhood. They will never believe it. They'll just think you're crazy and lock you up in a loony bin. No one wants to hear that. No one wants to take, most people do not want to take responsibility for their own freaking life. They just want to blame everyone else for their failures. It is much more powerful to just lead by example rather than trying to convince people that, you know, and become a preacher on the pulpit telling everybody that they create their realities. Instead, it's a much more powerful position to just lead by example and just be happy and prosperous regardless of what anybody else is doing rather than trying to shove your enlightened perspective down people's throats. And instead, just show them with the clarity of your example and the clarity of your prosperity and abundance and your happiness that they too can be happy and prosperous. And you can just show them that belief is the key. Alignment is the key. And if they believe it, well, then they can see it. If they believe it, then they can achieve it. But if you don't believe it, well, then you're never going to see it. You're never going to achieve it. And those that do not believe will see nothing but victimhood and scarcity and conflict and unfairness and inequality, etc., etc. But those that believe in prosperity, those that believe in prosperita, well, they will be prosperous. Praise the law. Those that believe in love will have love. Those that believe in joy will be joyful. Those that believe in health and well-being will thrive and be healthy and vibrant. And for those who believe in a game where everyone wins, everyone does win. Because everyone always does win. Because everyone unconditionally gets more of whatever they are focused upon. Because the law of attraction is a completely unconditional law and force that will give you more of whatever you're thinking about and more of whatever you're focused upon. So even if that is not what people truly want, you know, if they're getting something that they don't really want because they're focusing upon things that they don't want, well, they're going to get it anyway because their attention is upon it and the law of attraction will just give them more of whatever they're focused upon even if they don't want it. That is the unconditional nature of the universe where everyone wins. Everyone is always winning. They just don't know it. Everyone is always getting what they're focused upon. They just don't know to focus on what they want rather than what they don't want. And whatever, you know, you just get more of whatever you're thinking about. Very simple. So if you want to win consciously and deliberately and get what you really want in your life rather than just getting more of whatever you're, you know, witnessing and reacting to, then you've got to learn how to focus your thoughts upon what you truly want and focus on everything and anything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate and that brings you joy, and then pay no attention to what does not bring you joy and is not easy to like, love, and appreciate. That's the number one rule of your game, and it's the only rule of your game, of your life. Everyone complicates everything, but life is actually very simple. Just have fun, feel better, feel good. Have fun, feel better, feel good. So everyone just complicates the shit out of life. They make up this never-ending list of rules and regulations and laws and credos and goals, and they're all designed to give them some sort of bastardized version of clarity. You know, belief in these rules and regulations that the authorities and the governments and the religious leaders come up with, well, that gives people security and clarity, even if it's not the truth. This is the way that life is and how it is supposed to be, because we have decided as a collective to agree that this is the proper way to live. But that never works. That is how religions are created, and the essence of politics and national pride that does good stuff but does a lot of shit too. That we know, you know, we know the right way to live, and everyone else is wrong and they're going to go to hell. And every religion thinks that every other religion has it wrong, and every political group thinks that every other political wrong has a group, and every country believes everyone else has it wrong, and you know, and everyone else, you know, I'm right, they're wrong. It's just classic old school. But the fact is, no one is right and no one is wrong. There is no right way and there is no wrong way. Every individual makes the rules of their own game. Every single individual makes their own universe. The entire universe revolves around each person. Everyone and everyone is the absolute ruler, the god of their own universe. And no one needs minions to do their bidding, even though minions are fun and I absolutely love minions. No one needs minions to do their bidding because we all... we all have the equal power to create whatever we want. And the entire universe is 100% unconditionally supporting us to create whatever we want. Rules and regulations are only for people who believe in a world of victimhood and assertion, and who do not understand that this is a universe of attraction, not assertion. Nothing and no one can assert their will upon anyone else without them allowing it on at least some sort of vibrational level. They attract it. Everything is attraction. There's no such thing as assertion. There's only attraction. There's no law of assertion. There's only the law of attraction. And for those people who are focused upon joy, well, victimhood and assertion are the lies and the illusions. They're just part of this fun adventure that we call life, where you can play the game of contrast and the game of things that you don't like, and you play the game of assertion, you know, if you choose. And you can play the game, play the role of victim in the grand movie of life if you choose, but they're just games that you can choose to play or not. They are victimhood is optional. It is not mandatory. Being a victim is not certain. It is not written in stone. Again, it is optional. And when you finally realize that you are the creator of your own reality, and all of the times you believed you were a victim were complete and utter poppycock, balderdash, male bovine excrement, an absolute bald-faced lie, that is the proverbial wake-up call. When you finally get that, when you finally get that the whole idea of victimhood is a complete lie, that is the proverbial wake-up call. That's the proverbial alarm clock. That's the proverbial taking the red pill in the Matrix. When you as Neo have taken the red pill, and now you see clearly, you see beyond the Matrix, you see the big picture, you see that there never was any such thing as a victim, and every tragedy, every accident, quote-unquote accident, every death, every mishap, every crime, every genocide, every conflict, every war, every drama and trauma and catastrophe, every heartbreak, every loss and every gain, every terrible thing and every wonderful thing across all time, space, and dimension was an attraction. And there is no such thing as an assertive God or an assertive devil giving you what you want if you deserve it, or giving you, you know, hell if you don't deserve it, or some sort of devil hell-bent on you not getting getting what you want, some sort of evil force. Man was made in God's image, and women were made in the goddess' image, which means we are all gods. But humans have remade God in their image, based on the faulty beliefs that humans dreamed up only because they couldn't imagine how or why they could have created such crap in their lives, and how they could have created such crap on Earth and, you know, been victimized by this and that and he and she and what and dramas and traumas, etc., etc. And they surmised that there must be some sort of assertive force. There must be good forces and there must be bad forces trying to control life for them. And they couldn't imagine having the power of God, of a God, because they're kind of, you know, feeling trapped in a physical body with limitations. So they created gods with the power to assert their will upon humanity. Really, it was just kind of wishing that the gods would save them, as it were. They created gods and human gods to worship with the idea that if they gave these supposed gods their undying devotion, those gods would grant them favor and grant them their wishes and, you know, give them eternal joy, etc. But no one can grant you any wishes at all that you are not in a vibrational state of allowance. No one can grant you any wishes that you will not allow. For instance, right now, there are people on Earth who are trying to take your money away from you, and there are people on Earth that want to give you money. That's the paradox. That's the two ends of the sword, two sides of the sword, two sides of the penny, whatever you want to call it. There's people that are trying to take your money, and there's people like me that want to give you money. And depending on your beliefs about life, that, you know, this is a world of shams and scams, or this is a world of never-ending abundance and prosperity, depending on your beliefs, you will attract either the shams and the scams or the amazing opportunities that will give you immense abundance. It's your choice, depending on your focus and your thoughts and your beliefs. It's your choice how you want to perceive life, and therefore what you will attract and create more of in your life. I know that this is Chiron, I know that this is a planet and universe of well-being. I know it. No doubt in my mind. And it is a planet of and universe of never-ending abundance. And I can create as much abundance and well-being as I can allow, that I am not resisting with any beliefs of limitation or trying to prove my worth, etc. And the same premise exists for absolutely everyone on planet Earth. But most people still believe in the game of victimhood. And even though everything I do and every opportunity or investment or business or product I offer or have ever offered and provide is 100% for the empowerment and abundance and happiness of humanity, only a select few who are living on the edge of creation will even have a hint of that effect. Only a select few that are living on the leading edge will feel that and know that. Only those people who are able to self-guide themselves with the number one rule of the game of joyful life, you know, being, have fun, and be happy and feel good. Only those people will be attracted to me and the immense abundance and the freedom and the riches and the fun and the joy and the adventure and the excitement and the ease and the love and the massive wealth and the freedom that I offer. And I know that it is a futile waste of my valuable creative energy to try to convince victims that they are, in fact, empowered creators of their own reality. So I'm not looking for them. I'm only looking for leading-edge creators. I'm looking for like-minded people who believe in a world of never-ending well-being and abundance, not the victims who are addicted to their disempowered stance of playing the victim, and who believe they just can't get a break. I can't help those people, because how I believe and where I'm at is way, way, way too far away and too far-fetched and unbelievable and too big of a quantum jump for people like that to make to get where I am, which has taken literally decades and decades of growth to get there. And I'm not coming down to their level, not for a second. That would be a devolution. I don't want, as much as I love Devo, the band Devo, I'm not going to de-evolve. I would have to sink low into the depths of despair to be in alignment with that lot. And that would break the number one rule of my game, which is to be happy and feel good. So, the question is, and the question you want to ask yourself is, what game do you prefer? What game do you want to play? Do you prefer the game where you have to figure out everyone else's rules and try to manipulate yourself to follow their rules so that you can keep everyone else happy? And then you'll get a few crumbs that fall from the table where you eke out a joyless existence fighting over carcasses with others, trying to prove your worth to everybody? Or do you prefer a more self-empowered and more fun reality where you set the rules in your game, and in your game the only rule is have fun, be happy and feel good. That's it. Have fun, be happy and feel good. And in your game, everyone creates their own realities. We're all gods and we are all 100% empowered to create whatever we want, and everyone wins and everyone gets what they want and everyone can be prosperous. Everyone is creating everything in their lives, but mostly unconsciously. But everyone has the power to change their focus upon what they do want, rather than focusing on what they don't want, and therefore just creating more of what they don't want. In your game called life, this is a planet of well-being and never-ending, unlimited abundance and prosperity and never-ending improvement and joyful expansion and evolvement. But if people need to play the game of limitation and scarcity, hey, well, then no worries. You know, I'll just let them be and not judge them or impose my supposed enlightened beliefs upon them, because everybody's perfect just how they are. I don't need anybody else to change so that I can be happy. Everyone is just fine and dandy right where they are, and everyone has their own divine source self guiding them, and I am not the source self event it for anyone else. So what anyone else thinks is doing is none of my freaking beeswax. My life is a game, and in my game, I always win because I make the rules in my game, and my only rule is have fun, be happy, and feel good. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And if it feels good, then I'll think it and do it. If it doesn't feel good, then I'm not gonna do it, and I'm not gonna think it. Easy peasy, life is easy, baby. And struggle is an option I choose not to take. I choose ease. Thank you very freaking much. I choose ease. I choose joy. I choose ease and I choose joy. And I choose win-win, where everyone wins. And when I win, so does everyone else. Because my joy is contagious and inspiring and helps everyone around me also be happy and prosperous and have fun and create whatever they want. I choose joy. I choose ease. I choose fun. I choose excitement. I choose joy. I choose love. I choose joy. I choose feeling good. I choose joy. I choose fun. My life is a game, and I am always winning because I choose joy. Yeah, baby! All right, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you got something from it, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of my latest videos. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator and create whatever you want. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!